Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into Service Properties Trust, ticker SVC, a hotel and net lease REIT that's been through a wild ride lately. If you're thinking about adding some real estate exposure to your portfolio, stick around because this one has some interesting moving parts right now. Let's kick things off with a quick look at where the company stands overall. SVC owns a diversified mix of hotels and service-oriented net lease properties across the U.S., and management has been aggressively reshaping the portfolio through sales and capital raises to strengthen the balance sheet. The stock has taken a beating over the past 5 years, but recent moves suggest they're trying to stabilize things. Service Properties Trust operates as a real estate investment trust focused on two main segments, hotels and net lease properties that serve essential needs. The hotel portfolio includes full service, select service, and extended stay properties, while the net lease side brings in more predictable rental income from tenants in service and necessity-based businesses. CEO Christopher Bellotto and the team at RMR Group have been steering the ship through a tough environment, emphasizing debt reduction and selective asset sales. Breaking down the revenue picture, well, the hotel segment still dominates, bringing in roughly $1.41 billion last year, while the net lease segment contributed about $401 million. That split shows how dependent the company remains on hotel performance, which can swing with travel demand, occupancy rates, and room pricing. The net lease side offers a bit more stability, but it's smaller in scale. On the earnings front, the most recent quarter showed continued pressure with top-line revenue coming in around $1.81 billion for the full year and a net loss of roughly $202 million, or negative $1.22 per share. That's an improvement from the prior year's deeper loss, but profitability remains elusive. Key metrics like return on equity sitting at negative 29% and a negative net profit margin highlight the challenges, though operating cash flow stayed positive at about $118 million, giving management some breathing room. Management's commentary from the latest earnings call emphasized ongoing portfolio optimization. They highlighted progress on hotel dispositions, with over 100 properties sold year-to-date for nearly $860 million in proceeds. The focus remains on using those funds and the recent equity raise to pay down debt, particularly targeting higher cost notes due in 2027. Executives also pointed to renovation work aimed at boosting hotel performance and long-term cash flow stability. Looking at the balance sheet, total assets sit near $6.5 billion, with liabilities around $5.8 billion, leaving stockholders' equity at about $646 million. Cash has improved to $347 million after the equity offering, and the debt-to-equity ratio of 8.5 shows the leverage is still elevated, but the capital raise and asset sales are clearly aimed at bringing that down. Free cash flow turned positive again at $118 million, which is a welcome sign compared to some earlier years. From a valuation standpoint, the stock trades at just 1.50, with a market cap around $252 million. The price-to-sales ratio looks reasonable at 0.14, but the negative earnings make traditional multiples tricky. Forward PE estimates hover in the low range historically, yet the real story is the gap between the depressed share price and the company's underlying asset value after all the recent deleveraging moves. Strengths include the strategic debt reduction campaign and a diversified property mix that should benefit from any sustained travel recovery. Weaknesses center on persistent net losses and high leverage that still leaves the company sensitive to interest rate moves. Opportunities lie in further portfolio pruning and reinvestment into higher performing assets, while threats include macroeconomic slowdowns that could pressure hotel occupancy and any renewed inflation in operating costs. Over the past year, the shares are down about 23%, with even steeper losses over 5 years at negative 83%. Short-term moves have been volatile, including a recent bounce after the equity offering news, but the longer-term chart reflects investor frustration with ongoing losses and dilution. The three-month performance of positive 32% shows some momentum returning, though sustainability depends on execution. When we run the numbers through a discounted cash flow lens, using conservative assumptions around free cash flow growth and a standard discount rate, the model points to an intrinsic value well above the current trading price. That suggests the market is pricing in significant ongoing challenges or further dilution risk. Specifically, the DCF comes in around 12.41 per share, with a slightly higher market snap valuation near 12.72. Even if we haircut those figures for execution risk, there's a meaningful gap versus the 1.50 share price, implying the stock could be undervalued if management successfully executes the turnaround plan. Wrapping up, SVC is a high-risk, high-reward name that's betting on portfolio optimization and debt reduction to turn the corner. The recent capital raise and hotel sales are steps in the right direction, but consistent profitability and occupancy recovery will be key to unlocking that intrinsic value. If you're comfortable with the leverage and cyclical exposure, the valuation looks compelling on a long-term basis. As always, do your own research and consider your risk tolerance before making any moves. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next one.